Hello, and welcome to another episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real-World Perspectives. My name is Diana Isaacs, and I am joined by my co-host, Natalie Bellini, and we have a very special episode about updates with Control IQ, and we are interviewing today Laurel Messer, who is a senior director of medical affairs at Tandem Diabetes Care, and someone that Natalie and I have known for a long time, and we just love. So, Laurel, thank you so much for joining us today, and if you don't mind just giving a little bit of background about yourself to our viewers.
Yeah, thanks, Diana, and Natalie's I'm so excited to be here because I've wanted to be on your podcast for a very long time. So, Laurel Messer, I have been at Tandem 2 years, but I have been in the space a really long time. The last 20 years, actually, have been spent at the Barbara Davis Center working in both clinical care and clinical research. So my background is unique in that I have probably worked with every diabetes technology out there to date, long before it ever comes to market. So I have been both a research nurse and study investigator on clinical trials for 20 years, from the beginning of CGM all the way through AID approvals. So it's really, it's an honor to speak with you guys today. And, you know, my real interest is how we can bring diabetes technologies to people living with diabetes. So it's been a privilege to do that in academia and now do that as part of Tandem.
Wow, I love it. And you know, Diane and I have always looked up to you and all the things you've done research-wise and all the different publications and studies and the way you think and analyze is just, and also brought other women up with you, which is something that we all look up to and look forward to. We can always, I know as a person, I can always say, Laurel, I got a question. And you'll always take the time to answer other people's and really help develop other women, which is what we need in the science side of this.
Yeah, thanks, Natalie. That has been important. And I just also want to say, especially being a nurse and a scientist by training, but having a perspective that's different than the typical endo perspective, I think is really important to ultimately get at how we can benefit people living with diabetes.
I love it. I do. Okay, so let's ask some questions. So Tandem, this is the big news, guys. Tandem just announced the commercial launch of Control IQ Plus, the next generation of advanced hybrid closed loop technology intended for the management of type 1 diabetes. So tell us what Control IQ Plus is bringing, is changed from Control IQ, and a little bit about the new features.
Yeah. Okay, so Control IQ Plus comes about 4 years after we launched Control IQ technology the first time. And what we think about a lot at Tandem is thinking about how to expand populations and expand access for people with diabetes. So I will first start by saying Control IQ Plus is now indicated for people with type 1 ages 2 and up. So 2 years and up, whereas our previous indication with Control IQ was only for 6 and up. And then we also found out on February 25th that we are also cleared for an indication for Control IQ Plus in type 2 diabetes ages 18 and up. So the biggest, the functional change with Control IQ, I'll get into in a moment, but the practical change is that we are expanding access for people living with diabetes. So in order to get that, Control IQ Plus now has an expanded both age range as well as total daily insulin range of how the algorithm is optimized. So whereas previously you had to enter a weight between 55 and 308 pounds, it's now expanded on the lower end down to 20 pounds and on the upper end up to 440 pounds. And then for total daily insulin, you can be on as little as 5 units a day or as much as 200 units a day. So we now have an algorithm, Control IQ Plus is optimized to work in that entire weight range and insulin dose range. Now, in addition to that expanded range of people who can use it, we also have some features which people have been asking us for a long time. So one of those is the ability to run a temporary basal rate during the use of Control IQ Plus. So while automation is on, and you think about automation, constantly updating insulin delivery every 5 minutes, you now also have the ability to tell the system that for a temporary period of time, I'm going to need even more insulin or even less insulin than the algorithm may anticipate. So we can all think of reasons we would want to have a temporary increase or decrease in insulin delivery. And then the other feature, the other feature that is new with Control-IQ Plus is an extended bolus that can go out for up to 8 hours. So previously, the extended bolus with Control-IQ maxed out at 2 hours of time. But with the new expansion with Control-IQ Plus, it can go up to 8 hours to have that extended bolus. And then there are two features that will be coming with the t:slim pump in very close timing with Control-IQ Plus, and that is, number one, U.S. Spanish language. So from the moment the pump is turned on, it can be initialized with Spanish, which is really exciting and important for native Spanish speakers in the United States. And then the second thing is what we call the profile setting calculator. And this is almost more of an important aspect for HCPs. So think about when you're prescribing an insulin pump, one of the first things you have to do is come up with those settings. And if you're a person who's not very familiar with doing that, you know, you have to find out what the calculation is. There's guidance around this. But as a way to make initialization of Control-IQ Plus easier for providers, the t:slim will now have the option to just, you input total daily insulin, you input weight, and the system itself will calculate the baseline profile. So this is really big for providers who are often daunted about, I don't know how to start someone on insulin pump therapy. And what's especially important about it, just like Control-IQ has always had, is that even though we can now recommend the starting doses, this can be changed at any time and really personalized to the user. So it's a way to make starting therapy easier, but not constraining them at a later time where they still have all the ability to make it better as they tune settings.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much for that's like, that is a lot of updates.
Wow.
Stop. Right. City, exciting. I'm just curious, how or why did Tandem prioritize these specific feature updates?
Yeah. Well, again, it's fun being on the inside of a company because I see how mission-driven Tandem is. And one of the priorities for Tandem is to expand access. And you can only do that by putting in the hard work to get the data needed to get, number one, clearances for new age ranges, new indications, but also for things like Spanish language. These are things that are really important to make available technologies that may not have been available to different populations. And in terms of the new features, so in addition to optimizing the algorithm for this expanded access, these new features with temp basal rates and extended bolus, we just heard over and over that these were really important to users. So we wanted to make sure to meet the needs as people are telling them to us.
I love that. I love that the idea of just, okay, we did this. The algorithm is incredibly strong. We love using it. We use it with lots of different types of people with diabetes. And I love the idea of saying, okay, what are we missing here? We're missing the groups with type 2. And if we're going to add type 2, we need to expand the insulin dosing and the weight-based dosing that the pump allows right now. We want to go younger. We have to reduce that basal rate. I mean, I'm sorry, that overall, that total daily dose need, right? So that you went both directions and then you got to study both groups. It's not like you can just do this, right? So this is a labor of love. This is not just like, oh, instead of 340, let's make it 390 or 404 or whatever. It's actually doing a study based to get both indications on both ends of that. So
yeah, I think labor of love is a perfect way to describe it, because in order to get these indications, a lot of work goes into it.
Absolutely.
So I think the question people are really going to be wondering is, well, how do they get access to these new features?
Right. So if I'm in warranty, let's do in warranty first. So I wear a pump, let's say a Tandem pump or a Mobi. How do I get in warranty upgrade? Is that going to be available like it has in the past with Tandem?
Absolutely. So this is just a software update. It will, you'll have instructions and information about how to update your pump with this software. And then there's a quick read about what's changed, and then you have access immediately. So there's no buying a new pump. This will be available to everybody. And so it should be as easy as any update in the past where new features are coming up. So that will occur, sometime in March of this year is the release for this.
Wow. Okay. So tell me a little bit about the patients that you worked with to get this product. Let's talk about some type 2 patients that might benefit from this.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go back a step and talk about how with Control-IQ Plus, one of the features that we're sort of reintroducing people to, or I think maybe has not gotten the attention it deserves in the past, is what we formerly called the automatic correction bolus, which yes. We are now calling the auto bolus. It's not that much of a difference, but it's a little bit of an update in branding. And I will say that prior to coming to Tandem, I'm not sure, number one, I really understood what the auto bolus did. And number two, I'm not sure I understood how important it is. And so when I came to Tandem and we started studying what predicts better time and range, we realized that this auto bolus is really important. So kind of just as a quick background with the auto bolus, this is a predictive amount of insulin that's given up to once an hour. And it's a much larger amount than the every 5 minute dynamic basal modulation. So think of it as sort of an all at once amount of insulin that can not only bring down hyperglycemia, because it's looking 30 minutes in the future, it can anticipate future hyperglycemia and event, and ideally head it off before it ever even occurs. And so that that auto bolus is really critical for people who are not able to bolus consistently. Now, this is a big shock, Diana and Natalie, to both of you, I'm sure. But because people living with diabetes are not always able to bolus perfectly every time a carbohydrate gets near them. And I say that kind of jokingly, because any of us in practice or any of us living with diabetes understand that it is not realistic that anybody could have perfect bolusing behavior. And so when we started digging into the data for this, number one, we found that up to 10% of Tandem users have gone a week or more without bolusing. So I think that right there is an evidence point to say, we really need to make sure we can take care, that the algorithm can take care of people who are not bolusing perfectly. And then when we start digging into our data, both in the real world, as well as our randomized clinical trials, we have found that people who historically struggle to bolus more, like let's say teenagers, for example, these individuals are typically getting more than half of their bolus insulin automatically by the system. So that tells you that the glycemic improvement that they see when they start Control-IQ or Control-IQ Plus, a big piece of that is related to this auto bolus, which can kind of help blunt the effect of behaviors that are not always ideal. So when I think about, who should use Control-IQ Plus or who could benefit from this technology, that, within the labeling indication of ages 2 and up for type 1 and 18 and up for type 2, I'm hard pressed to find a subpopulation that is not going to benefit, because you don't have to have perfect behavior. You don't have to have, you don't have to be your own diabetes coach all the time to see benefit. You have to wear it. You have to let automation do its work, and there's benefit to be had.
And I think that's a really interesting point, because one of the things about that makes Control-IQ or Control-IQ Plus different is that changing that sensitivity or that correction factor, like, and this is your baby. I know it is, right? It's like, great. I love that.
You can
actually control the strength of that treatment, right? In other algorithms, it doesn't. It does it only when you're correcting for meals. With Control-IQ and Control-IQ Plus now, changing that sensitivity or that correction factor, tightening it, strengthening it, which means reducing the number, will make those corrections stronger. Going up on that number will actually relax that a little bit. So that's what we do all the time. When I see someone that struggles to bolus, I can make it a little bit stronger and say, I can help treat these and have less spike or, you know, I mean, it's hard to get zero spike. I mean, even for people that bolus, it's hard to get zero spike.
Yep.
But for people that don't bolus at all for a week on end, I can increase their time and range, which is just an incredible ability.
Yeah. And I think this is a really tangible pearl for healthcare providers, I think, is understanding that with Control-IQ Plus, unlike any other system, you can directly impact how well that auto bolus is going to work. So Natalie, what you alluded to, you know, when you look at ACE guidelines for starting insulin pump therapy, we say take 1700, divide it by total daily insulin, and that should give you a starting correction dose. And as you alluded to, one of the first pieces of work I did when I came to Tandem is said, what settings predict better time and range? And what we found for Control-IQ is that a correction factor at 1600 divided by TDI or even less is associated with the highest time and range. The associated time and range was 79%. And this is the piece where we can't guarantee anyone is going to get that time and range, but especially if they are struggling with their own bolus activities, that correction factor tweak, that strengthening of the correction factor is how the algorithm can be maximized to help bring them back into range when they are not able to deliver their own boluses.
So when you do that calculation, what you're saying is you look at their total daily average insulin over the last couple of weeks, and instead of dividing by 17 or 1800, you look at 1600. That's a great pearl because because this algorithm is a little different from some of the others, this knowing these pearls makes a huge difference to optimizing the settings on different AID systems. I love this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I especially think about one of the things we get asked about a lot is, why don't you have a lower target? Because so many of the other systems, that's, you think of like the lever to pull, that's a lever you can pull with other systems. Control-IQ is different because that is not one of the levers to pull. I would actually argue we don't need it because if I want that lower mean glucose, when you say I want a lower target, I think what people are saying is they want a lower mean glucose. And the way to do that with Control-IQ Plus is to maximize that correction factor by tightening that up. And that's the lever to pull where you're going to get those similar or better outcomes than if you could change a target range.
So that's awesome. I'm curious, going back to some of these other really exciting new features like the super extended bolus to 8 hours and these temp basals, what are some scenarios where people may want to use these features? I can think of some of my own, but I'm kind of curious what Tandem was thinking.
Yeah, so as probably both of you know from practice, one of the very practical applications to having a temporary basal, I think of the first two I automatically go to are exercise and illness. One of which, exercise is a place where you become, you know, very insulin sensitive. And so people with diabetes want less insulin on board while they're exercising, especially if it's aerobic exercise. And so a temporary basal rate, in addition to having the safety of the automation working in the background to reduce insulin, allows the user to have a more instantaneous decrease in insulin delivery at the ideally an hour before exercise and throughout exercise. So that's one application that many people, I hope, will take advantage of for having that temporary basal. And illness is the other, where we see glucose levels, we see insulin resistance increasing during illness. So rather than having to kick someone out of automation and try to guess, I think of like manually controlling insulin delivery without the automation, you now have the ability to have the automation and the ability to increase that temporary basal rate so that the kind of baseline that the algorithm is working from is able to start at a higher level so that they're guaranteed to get more insulin on top of having the smart automation. So, you know, those are, I think, the easy applications for having that temp basal rate in while Control-IQ Plus is turned on.
Well, and I think that's a big part of it, right? So what happens is someone doesn't want automations, then they just turn it off and then they forget. And then 3 days goes by and you say, okay, you turned it off because you needed to mow the back 50 and you never turned it on. And it's been 3 days. Now we can able to say, I'm going to do more heavy exercise than I usually do. Let's bump up this target. Let's make it better for a longer period of time so I don't have to eat to keep my glucoses up. or vice versa, I need more insulin because I'm ill or I've got whatever. I'm going to be on the couch for 3 days. I've had knee replacement, whatever. When my, you know, my movement is going to shift significantly downward, you can actually say that. And I love the idea that the automation is still in the background. I think that's a big part of this. You're not turning off Control IQ Plus or Control IQ. It's going to run in the background. And that is ideal because then it kicks back into its regular settings when you're done with this time frame and you're still good to go. So that, you know, we see this all the time when someone gets kicked out of automation, that's where the real pain comes from. And so I love that you can turn it on, turn it off. It's going to connect back in and you don't have to think about it beyond making the decision of how long it is the first time out.
Yeah.
I love it.
Think of it as partnering with the algorithm. So the algorithm is your ultimate safety lever of every 5 minutes making a prediction about how much insulin you need. But when you know something the algorithm doesn't, like I'm going to exercise or, oh dear, I am getting sick. It's like you can tell that you can partner with the algorithm to make sure that you're going to get the insulin delivery that you need. I see it as really two things together.
Yeah. The more it knows, the better you can do, right? Like the more it knows, the more time and range you get. The more it knows, the more it can actually give you more or less insulin. And you're not becoming the victim of, oh, I got low again, mowing the yard. Yeah, you're going to because you're just using two, you know, you can't catch up to that, right?
Right.
I love that idea. Yep.
Yeah. I'm so excited about it because like right now, some people, if they really need a lot less insulin, they have a separate basal profile and then they're diesel profile and then like they can forget to go back to their usual one. And so I think this temp basal feature is going to be really awesome. I do have kind of a logistical question about going back to these extended boluses with it out able to go up to 8 hours. So if someone's got a really long extended bolus going on, can they still get these auto boluses during this time if needed as well?
Yes. So that will continue. You think about the auto bolus. The auto bolus can deliver up to once an hour, but it won't do it within an hour of a bolus that the user programs. So think about the start of the extended bolus as the bolus. And then even though insulin is being given over a longer period of time, the auto boluses, I had to get used to my new language, but auto boluses will be able to resume an hour after that so that you will still get the auto bolus. And I think about those extended boluses sort of that part and parcel is getting that young age indication in type 1 because, you know, with young children, the last thing you know is what they're going to eat and how they're going to eat and if they're going to eat. They have a really, you know, they can't articulate to you what they want and then they're going to change their mind in a minute. And so extended boluses are a potential strategy to handle, I don't know if she's going to eat all this. I don't know if it's going to take her 2 hours to eat. I don't know if she's going to be grabbing goldfish every 20 minutes, but you can extend the bolus for a period of time to try to catch some of that grazing behavior. So I'm really curious and kind of excited to see how these young individuals will use that feature for that.
All right, great. Well, I'm curious a little bit, if you don't mind talking about some of the data to support these new features, especially in young children. As well as just really low or high insulin users.
So what's fun is that these data were published actually over a year ago now, that very young children were tested with Control IQ Plus in a randomized clinical trial at three different centers. They took 102 children between the ages of 2 and less than 6 years old and randomized them 2-to-1 to either using Control IQ Plus or using standard insulin therapy, either MDI or pump, plus CGM. So that was the comparison group for standard care. And then they looked at them over 3 months, looking at time and range and other outcomes. So in the Control IQ Plus group, in these very young children, we saw an increase in time and range of 12.4%, which equates to about 3 hours a day. And a 0.5% decrease in A1C. But what's even more exciting and probably what's most important to parents and other caregivers is there was no increase in hypoglycemia. And hypoglycemia is a real concern when you have young children who are not able to articulate their symptoms. And so in addition to the time and range increase, there was no impact on hypoglycemia that was negative. And then when you ask parents what they thought about the system, so, you know, typically studies have patient-reported outcomes. In this case, it's parent-reported outcomes. We were surprised and really pleased that every single measure we asked them about, there was substantial improvement for those parents. So they reported better quality of life. They reported better sleep quality, decrease in fear of hypoglycemia, increase in hypoglycemia confidence, which as a scientist, this is exciting to me because a lot of trials don't really show much impact on some of these measures. And it's not that the technology doesn't matter. It's just that the measures aren't able to pick it up. In this one, across the board, parents had improvement with Control-IQ. So then from the person perspective, you think, if you have a technology that can help parents manage having a child with type 1 diabetes that makes their life better, that's really important. And I'm just going to add one other thing. In addition to these encouraging data, we now have a tandem pump, the Tandem Mobi, which is really small. And so I think about this Control-IQ Plus algorithm, which we have data indicating how it improves glycemia and quality of life. You pair that with a Tandem Mobi, which is a much smaller form factor. This to me feels like an ideal combination for a young child ages 2 and up to use an AID system with a diagnosis at that age.
Yeah, I love that idea. And I love the idea of being able to bolus from a phone with the parent nearby and really giving that child a break and letting the child be a child and the parent taking over the diabetes as often as possible, right? These kids do better without it. I love the idea of the 12%+ time in range. I mean, improvement, you know, every 5% reduces the risk of complications. So we'd be thrilled with 5.whatever%, never mind 12. So without hypoglycemia, just it really does. Right. I mean, this is impressive data.
Yeah, I think so too. I sometimes joke it's boring data because it seems like every Control-IQ study, we see this phenomenal improvement in time and range that sustains. And I only say that teasingly because I'm like, I've seen this before. We know we do really well, but it's that much more encouraging to see that in this young age group at age 2+.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And I agree about the Mobi. That's like a perfect for pediatrics. So on the other side of things, I mean, we're really excited that NAS Control-IQ is approved, the tandem pumps approved for use in type 2 diabetes. I mean, that is awesome. Now the second AID system to have that approval in type 2 diabetes. So I'm just curious in terms of, can you comment on kind of how this Control-IQ works? What is the data for use in people with type 2 diabetes?
Yes. So yes, you're correct. We now have indication for Control-IQ Plus and type 2 diabetes. The pivotal trial, the trial that we studied this population in, these results will be announced at the International Conference for Advanced Technologies and Treatments of Diabetes, the ATTD conference that's this year held in March in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. So
we will be there.
Yes.
This will be the first time these results have been announced publicly. This will occur on Wednesday, March 19th, during our tandem symposium at the ATTD. So any providers who are going to be there, mark your calendar for Wednesday. I think it's 2:40 p.m. that this symposium will occur. And this will be the first time these results are revealed. So
that's so exciting.
That is great. You will find out more.
So I'm really excited about this data being presented. I'm curious, was this studied with the original Control-IQ or Control-IQ Plus?
Yeah, so it's with Control-IQ Plus. And so especially when you think about that expanded weight and TDI limit, you really need that to be able to test this in people living with type 2.
Oh, that is awesome. I did not know. Yeah, you guys were doing IQ Plus with the type 2. Amazing. Well, that I'm just so excited about all of this. Laurel, anything else, any kind of last words you want to share about what's happening with Control-IQ Plus and with Tandem?
Just that it's exciting. I mean, we've been I would say we are the best algorithm out there, but because it's been out for 4 years, it's time for a refresh. And being able to have labeling that expands who can use Control IQ, I'm really passionate about, both as a nurse and a scientist and as someone who really wants to make lives better for people living with diabetes. So I hope these new features and this expanded access will be able to bring AID to more people so that they can think about diabetes less and enjoy life more.
So awesome. Well, we so appreciate the innovation that even though, yes, Control IQ is an awesome algorithm, that you guys continue to innovate and bring out new features that people are really excited about. So thank you so much for sharing this. I'm sure people are going to be really excited to hear about all of these new features. And I just want to thank you so much for your time. And I want to thank you so much. And then I want to just thank our audience for tuning in. And that wraps up this episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives.